Uni for Everyone. This is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Uni for Everyone. We get letters constantly from people who would like to be part of the University of Healing. They'd like to be part of our program, part of our courses. They'd like to take our courses. They'd like to become ministers of God Unlimited University of Healing. They'd like to have the doctor's degrees. They never mentioned the bachelor's and the master's, but they like the doctor's degree, and they want all of these things. And then I contact all of them and say to them, or we contact all of them and say, the University of Healing is not for everyone. The title of our talk today is The University of Healing is for Everyone. Well, the university is not for everyone. It is only for those who believe in its philosophy. Anyone who does not believe in the philosophy of the University of Healing should go somewhere else. They should go to their Catholic church, their Protestant church, their Unity churches, their religious science churches. They're all super. I've been there. They're great. But the University of Healing is different. The University of Healing is a very rough university. It requires that you be yourself and have fun. And that's not easy. It requires that you say of yourself, I am God, God I am, and that's not easy. People renege and do not want to say these things, and that's okay. But people want our ordination because they think that they can have it. And so I talked to them a little differently. We received a good email from a person in Los Angeles, and the person wants to have our courses. The person is a very capable person. They have gone through United Church of Religious Science work. They have gone through many other things, I'm sure. And they want to get our degrees and our ordination. Well, now, they can't have it. They can only do one thing. They can get our philosophy. And if they have our philosophy, they can have those things too, very easily. Well, this one person wrote to us and was very interested in our courses and in our program. And so I wrote a letter back to this person, which I thought encompassed pretty much of what we believe and what we do. All right, I'll just read the whole thing. The following letter is a letter sent to an email request about the uni. This is universal information which is helpful for all interested in our work. Beloved, we offer the recognition you request, and anyone who fulfills the requirements to achieve them is honored with the diplomas, certificates, ordination, and degrees. This individual, I wrote, you are blessed being a child prodigy, coming to America and finding your way into new thought. Now you want to be a minister and have studied deeply into the teachings of Ernest Holmes and as a practitioner of the United Church of Religious Science and the Summit University in New Orleans. Seeing our gist and listening to some of our audio files from the University of Healing Church of God Unlimited, you will note that we are a philosophy more than an organization wherein people can gain certification and ordination alone. I say this because we are very definite with our students, ministers, and graduates. Many would like our certification and ordination. I didn't mention here, but our certification and ordination are approved by the federal government, by the state government, by the local government, and our educational courses are approved by the State of California Education, Secondary Educational Department. So, I mean, these are all things that people would like to have, and they'd like to have it for $5, you know. They just like to have it like some organizations offer it, and that's good. I say this because we are very definite with our ministers, students, and graduates. Many would like our certification and ordination. I tell people who only want recognition to go to the many of the abundant schools who allow you to send in your $5 and receive an ordination and associate yourself as a church with them. This is not meant in any way to be a put down for them or for those who hold their recognitions. It is just that we approach being a student minister graduate a little differently. We feel that if you represent us, even as a student, You should know what we teach. And not only know what we teach, but endorse what we teach with all your heart and all your soul and all your being. The University of Philosophy, God Unlimited University of Healing, should be so richly engraved in your heart that you live these teachings every moment of your life. To live any teaching every day of your life, of our lives, we must study them as they are prescribed for us to study them. This means first reading the school syllabus, defining the courses and the philosophy which stand behind them. The most basic philosophical theme which people find truly exciting is, I am God, God I am. Since God is all and all is God, we can say of ourselves and all else, I am God. We are not children of God, we are God in its allness. It is up to us to take the responsibility for being God. To say I am God, a child of God, allows us to say that we are not yet the fullness of God, and allows us to make mistakes and seemingly not be responsible for them. A child is not held responsible for many things. This is not acceptable. We are responsible for our life and our actions through our thoughts. Just saying yes to the foregoing is great, but it is just the beginning. Making these thoughts yours, living these thoughts, demonstrating them in your life, this is what it is all about. We do not become a minister to help others. We are first minister to ourselves and then sharing this with our creation, all creation everywhere. To train ourselves in this art requires self-dedication, self-diligence, self-determination, and self-discipline. It requires that we be one-pointed, not possessed, not judgment, no judgment, and not touched by the world we have created ourselves in. Few philosophies encompass these aspects. You have come to the GIST and God Unlimited University of Healing at this point in your life, not because you want to be a minister. You've always been a minister of whatever you believe. You have come to this teaching because you are ready to take the last step in your awareness of your reality. Having the recognitions is part of the package, but it is not the package. If what we have to offer is exciting to you, as I'm sure it must be, if you have listened to our thought for today, gone into our archives and listened to some of our seminars and so forth, you are already to begin on the last step into who and what you are, God. The syllabus is on our homepage, www.university-of-healing.edu. If this is helpful to you, under separate cover, I'm enclosing a copy of the email, of this email and our syllabus, in fact, to you. It'll be a delight to hear from you further. I love you. These are the type of letters we write to people who want to be students of the University of Healing. We are not interested in having anyone follow the teachings of the University of Healing. We are not interested in having anyone gain certification degrees and become a church with the University of Healing, Church of God Unlimited, unless, first, they are willing to say, I am God, God I am. Unless, first, they're willing to be themselves and have fun. Unless, first, they realize there's nobody outside of themselves to heal, to change, to train in any way that they're God and they're all of God. And that the thing that they want to do is to see the world through the eyes of God, seeing that as God created everything, there's nothing that needs to be changed. There are no wars. There are no pestilence. There are no circumstances in life that need to be changed. Only our attitude. And when our attitude is clear and pure and beautiful and whole and wonderful, then the world is clear and pure and beautiful and whole and wonderful. I drove to my sister's memorial service from San Diego up to Ontario, California. And I drove up there in my little Miata. And the wind was blowing 90 miles an hour, which is pretty good. And my little car, little convertible, just hugged the ground. And as I drove along, I heard noises. And I looked behind me and I saw billboards flying across the road just behind me. And I heard another noise and I saw a telephone pole, pow, right down on the road just behind me. And I saw other things just behind me. You see, when you create your world, the world can have all the games it wants to play and do all the things it wants to do, but nothing shall come nigh unto you. 1,000 shall fall on your right hand and 10,000 on your left, but nothing shall come nigh unto you as you place your belief in the realization that you're God, you're the creator of your world. The world out there is exciting and it's enjoyable if you like it. But if you're going to make it real for you, that it touches you, then you've got a problem. And as a student of the University of Healing, you know that you are the creator of your world. You are the master of your thinking, the master of your world. You are the only one that makes any difference. You don't go around trying to change the world, to change the Greenpeace, to change the ecology of the world. You don't go around trying to improve things. You just go around being yourself and having fun. And if being yourself and having fun is being an inventor, invent. Saint Germain was a great inventor. If going around and seeing the world having conflicts and then guiding the world out of those conflicts by saying, hey, all is in divine order, as Saint Germain had done many times in France and in England and in America. I mean, these things are, oh, Saint Germain, is he for real? Well, he's as for real as you and I are. Okay. You can go around having fun. Jesus, what did Jesus do? He said, let the dead bury the dead. He said, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. He was not playing there. He just gave Caesar the money he wanted from his treasury. Judas was the treasurer, remember? And he did all these wonderful things. He had a lot of fun. He was not touched by the world around. They said, hey, we're going to string you up and put you on a cross. He said, do what you must do. He says, that's the game you want to play. It doesn't bother me. Now, he gave the outward effects of bleeding and dying and that sort of thing. But he knew that. That was his game. And he also had as his game the last enemy that shall be overcome is death. And so the resurrection was him. And he said, this is for you. This is a life of love, peace, and joy. Don't be touched by the world in which you find yourself. Do not be possessed by the world in which you find yourself. But you be the master. You be the one. Don't judge them. For, as Jesus said, don't judge them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Did you remember that? Remember that statement?
Yes.
But how soon you forget it when it applies to you. Somebody does something to you, and it's part of your game. You just say, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And that's okay. We don't judge them, and we don't be superior to them. We play our game, they play their game. And when our game and their game are one game, peace on earth is there. The University of Healing is not for everybody, but the University of Healing is for everybody who wants it, who wants our philosophy. We do not give out these certificates. We are not a diploma mill. We are not a place where you can buy your ordinations. And there's nothing wrong with buying ordinations, I assure you. If you want to teach your philosophy and you need an ordination, all you have to do is ordain yourself. You don't need to have a church ordain you. You can create your own church. The church of me. And I ordain me in the church of me. And that's okay. The state, the county, the nation, they'll approve of that. Because everyone is God. And you know, our Bill of Rights, our words of independence, our national constitution provide for all of this. They recognize better than you and I do how much each of us are individuals, how much each of us are God, how much each of us are creators of our world, and they give us the authority, freedom of speech, freedom of worship. You see, those are wonderful things. And we don't recognize it or appreciate it. We fight for it. And we go out and belong to something we don't believe in, and we carry the banner for some church or some philosophy we don't believe in, and people say, oh, aren't you with this church? Yeah. Aren't you a minister in this church? Yeah. Well, why don't you follow it? Well, I'm me. Well, then why don't you start your own church? As I told you, when I was in Marquette University, a Jesuit college, the Jesuits, who are the intellectual arm of the Catholic Church, I said to the priests there, the Jesuits, I said, how come you're not following the encyclicals that are being passed down by the Pope? Oh, we do our own thing. We run our own show. We don't need what the Pope has to say. And I said, oh my goodness, that doesn't sound very supportive of the church. If you're the educational wing of the church, you should be promoting and teaching what the church teaches. Oh, yeah, yeah. But you see, don't be that way. Go out and teach what you believe. Don't carry the banner of anyone else. If the University of Healing and God Unlimited are what you believe, if it's your philosophy, go for it. If it's not, go wherever it is, and if you can't find it, create it yourself. Because every one of us is our own creator, our own world, and our own wonder. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I release you, and I accept you if you choose to come to this philosophy, because we have a lot of people following this philosophy. And a lot of these people come from third world countries where they know the value of being themselves and being master of their life under the most difficult circumstances the world can throw at them. So, go for it. I love you. You're wonderful. So it is.